victor to face the Warriors of HLD. Wayne took care of business in round one, wearing down a very physical Murray team en route to an 82-57 win at Murray. Clayton Kiefer had 438 all-purpose yards and scored 42 of the Falcons' 82 points to lead the way. Dylan Lane threw for another 146 yards and two touchdowns, putting him over the 1,000-yard passing mark in just his seventh game of the season. Lane has been nominated for the Fairlow Student Athlete of the Week Award. You can go on KCCI, not KIIC, but KCCI.com and vote for him through Wednesday. Let's show him Falcons support. Trent Carpenter had 123 yards total offense and two TDs on just four touches. Wednesday night in Murray. Falcons playoff victory was the school's first in a quarter century and sets up tonight's round two rematch with the Warriors. These two teams met in court just 10 days ago. In that game, Wayne squandered a 14-0 second quarter lead, and HLB scored the game-winning touchdown with a minute 49 to go to take the district championship at number one seed. Wayne is not intimidated, however, as indicated by their 50-point turnaround in the rematch with Murray. The coaching staff feels good about tonight's game. The team knows they can play with HLV, and the disrespected underdog is a role this team likes. The game plan will be similar, but Coach Elliott has emphasized Falcons need to do a better job tackling and avoid turning the ball over. Then it comes down to finishing. Finishing plays, finishing drives, finishing quarters. If they can do so, Wayne should get a third shot at revenge at the end of the week. Wayne versus HLV, date in the quarterfinals awaits the winner. We're going to bring it all to you here in just a moment on KIICradio.com.
Brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheridan is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hansen of Hansen's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealership. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House. Hot, fresh food, country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Mac Hardware. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheridan. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheridan. Smith Auto Body. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheridan to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank of Corydon. Great Western Bank in Corydon. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. Red Haw Realty. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheridan at 641-774-4242. Court and Hy-Vee. The Court and Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corridor.
And we're back with your Corridor and State Bank starting lineups. First for the home team, the HLV Warriors, introducing their offense. Number 10, Dalton Kriegel, Dakota Stultz, Rhett Nowotny, Nate Van Buren, Tanner Strudoff, Ed Henning, Scott Hicklick, and Jared York. And for your Wayne Falcons, Corridor State Bank starting lineups, the defense was introduced and led by number one senior captain C.D. Coonsey, number four Trent Carpenter, number 10 Clayton Kiefer, number 12 Dylan Lane, number 15 Ethan Horton, number 21 Ridge Downard, number 45 Tate Van Dyne, and number 68 Evan Sinclair getting a start on defense. So those are your Corridor State Bank starting lineups. And we are a little over 4 minutes away from your Kings and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. And we will be right back in just a moment.
Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corridor. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corridor. Stop by, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon football. The Lucas County Health Center. Lucas County Health Center is there for you when you need them with a full line of services. From obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education, we are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality, family-centered health care. Neeson Pharmacy. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Corridor Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Red Dough Pizza at Corridor. Red Dough Pizza, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Red Dough for pizza. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979. Offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. Better equipment. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corridor. Shivers Manufacturing. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. The Allerton Lumber Company. Construction service and supply from small hand tools to lumber. We have what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. The Corridor State Bank. Corridor State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corridor State Bank, security for your online banking.
And the Falcons are on the field. They have won the coin toss. And once again, I think a good decision, have elected to receive. Worked out well at Murray because of a determined Falcon team pushed the ball right down the field and scored, showing Murray they were not going to back up. I think that's perhaps the game plan here tonight as well. Undeterred by a loss to this team 10 days ago, the Falcons are lined up. Clayton Kiefer and Trent Carpenter stand at their own 5-yard line, awaiting the kick from Dakota Stultz. And we're less than a minute away from that Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Brought to you by one of our charter sponsors. We appreciate them now in their fourth season of bringing you these broadcasts. Winner of tonight's game gets the winner of a game going on this evening in Adair between the Adair-Casey Rockets, I believe, and Twin Cedar Sabres. And the winner of this game gets the winner of that game, site to be determined by the two teams involved. And I believe it's safe to say Wayne would not host that game no matter what, and Adair-Casey would if they win. So Wayne will either be playing at Twin Cedars or at Adair-Casey should they come out on top tonight, which is, of course, why we're here. Got my spy in Adair going to hopefully send us some updated text scores, and we are ready for the Chambers of Ralph Law Firm kickoff, courtesy Dakota Stoltz, and it's short, fielded by Carson Keeper at the 25, gets up over the 30, past the 35. Ball will be spotted. Let's call it the 36, so give Carson 11. And the Falcons are in the center of the field. HLV not wanting to kick to Carpenter or Keeper. And it's first and 10 Falcons at their own 36. And we got man in motion is Carpenter. Pitches to Keeper on the right side. Clayton gets through the line, pushes, driving out near first down yardage. And he appears to have a Neeson Pharmacy first down in the first place from scrimmage. Waiting on the spot, but they are moving the chains. Clayton Keeper with a 10-yard pickup. Now the ball sits at the 34 of the Warriors. Carson goes to tight end on the right side, Tyler Jameson on the left. Carpenter again in motion and a quarterback sneak up the middle. Line spray. He's got some room. He's heading to the end zone. Touchdown, Falcons. Dylan Lane, 34-yard scamper to the house. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Caught them off guard, kind of a quick snap, and HLV did not appear ready. 34-yard touchdown run by Dylan Lane on the second play from scrimmage, and the Falcons are up 6-0, huddling up. I think they're going to go for two, 11.3 to go in the first quarter. So once again, the strategy is go for the throat, pitches it to Kiefer running the right side. He's going to be stopped short. PAT attempt, Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt, fails. And Wayne leads 6-0 with 11.23 to go in the first quarter.
CNC Custom Cycle. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Motor Inn. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in a vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa.
And we're back with 11:23 to go in the first quarter. Wayne leading 6-0, courtesy of a Great Western Bank great play by Dylan Lane. Falcon quarterback under center just took the snap and maybe a half step back, but just sprinted through the Warrior line and then outran the secondary to the end zone. And his kickoff will be fielded at about the 5. And now coming, oh, he's got room to this side. Getting out there is number 20, and he's pushed out of bounds in front of the HLV bench. Say that three times fast. That was retinobotany. And ball will be spotted at their own 34. Give him 29. And HLV with good field position on their first drive. Backs in the eye. And fakes the handoff, rolling to his right, throwing it long is a wobbly pass, intercepted. Picked off by Dylan Lane at the 23. And they'll spot it at the 21. He's losing inches as we speak, but interception on the first play from scrimmage for HLV. Wayne has the ball back with 11:09. Can't ask for much better start than that. So 11:09 to go. Wayne's ball for the second time. Once again, Carpenter, not in motion this time, pitches back to Clayton, trying the right side, gets around. He's got some room. He's in front. Nobody's going to catch Clayton Kiefer. Flag down, three flags in the Falcon backfield. The keeper in the end zone with the ball. And the flag will go against Wayne. It'll be a hold. 10:59 to go in the first quarter. Wayne leading 6-0. Kiefer sprinted to the sideline, got there first, and turned on the Jets. But a hold caught by three different officials. Yellow all over the Falcon backfield. And that'll back them up from the flags were inside the 30. And ball will be on the spotted at the Falcon 19. And from the right hash now, Horton, Clayton Kiefer, Trent Carpenter all come out wide left. Lane in the gun. HLV not sure who's guarding who. Lane on the roll. He's got under pressure. He's going to be thrown down inside the 10. They're just coming at him. Need a quick pass to do that. And it'll be second and long from the 10. Got to get to the 31 for a first down. 9-yard loss on the play. Two guys for HLV guarding the three Falcons wide left, but everyone else for HLV was coming after Lane, and they got there. Dylan dropped at the 10. Once again, trips out to the left. This time it's Kunze, Horton, and Clayton Kiefer. Empty backfield. Lane now steps under center, and he will again drop play up the middle, but not much there this time, a couple yards maybe. He'll be spotted at around the 12. And it'll be third down for the Falcons. Got to get to the 31. They're at the 12, so about third and 19. That 59-yard scamper by Kiefer negated by a penalty. Now Lane dropping straight back, throwing quickly to the right side, incomplete. Intended for Carson Kiefer. And fourth and long with 9:33 to go. Wayne will line up in pump formation. Once again, 9:33 to go. First quarter, Wayne leading 6-0. Low punt will bounce at the 35 across midfield and will come to rest just inside the Warrior 30 where Tate Van Dyne will officially down it. And from their own 30, HLV will start once again throwing a pass that probably should never have been thrown in their first series, and it was picked off by an alert Dylan Lane. HLV now, shotgun, hands off, coming to the right side through the front line and tackled in the secondary by Clayton Kiefer after a big gain. Gets to the 37. where it'll be second down now, HLV. Wayne putting a lot of guys up in the box, trying to stop the run, and the running back gets through the line. Kiefer trying to push him out of bounds, does so, but it'll be a first down. Inside the Falcon 30. Correction, make that lane on the tackle at Falcon 25. 18-yard pickup there. Now from the gun, HLV, quarterback keeping it all the way. And good wrap-up tackle on the far sidelines by, I think, Ethan Horton. Dalton Kriegel, the Warrior quarterback, gets it down to the Falcon 20, where it'll be second and five. Once again, all the Falcons within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, and this time it pays off. Nowhere to go for number 22, Nate Van Buren. Loses a yard to the Falcon 26. 8:21 to go. First quarter, Wayne leading 6-0. HLV ball at the Falcon 21. And throwing it to the out to the flat is complete and pushed out of bounds inside the 15. And that'll be a Warrior first down, spotted at the Falcon 13. Eight minutes, 8:01 to go in the first quarter. Warriors spread it right to left and heading into inside the 10 on a running play to the left side. HLV has it at the Falcon 2 yard line. Check that, 7 yard line, sorry. Two receivers to the right, and the quarterback will run it up the middle and gets to just inside the 5, it looks like. C.D. Kunze on the tackle, and from just inside the Falcon 5, it's third down. And a yard to go for HLV. Tight formation now. Kriegel under center. Hands off to Strudoff. And pushing on the left side, getting enough for a first down, short of the goal line, though. It'll be spotted at the, it looks like at the 1. First and goal, HLV at the Falcon 1. Good time for a Great Western Bank, great play, and a turnover to boot. Or a Farm Bureau sack would be good. Imagine they're just going to pitches it, Strudoff running to the left side, cuts it up, and touchdown is the signal. With 6:25 to go in the first quarter, we're tied for now at 6. Randolph Kinrell Home PAT attempt. Strudoff lined up at tight end, and they're going to throw for the PAT into the end zone and knocked away by Trent Carpenter. Incomplete. PAT fails. And we're tied at 6. 6:25, not quite halfway through this first quarter. And it's 6 for the Warriors, 6 for the Falcons. And Wayne Falcon Football is being... We are going to tell you about Allerton Lumber Company Construction Service and Supply. From small hand tools to lumber, they've got what you need at the Allerton Lumber Company for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton. And take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers performance system. Miller drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bend continuous counterflow drying. We are set for the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Carpenter at the 7, and low bounder picked up by Kiefer at the 12. Heading up now, cutting to the left side, ducks his shoulder, knocks over Van Buren, and pushes it out to about the 33. Yard pickup there for Clayton, and the Falcons will have it at their own 33. First down with 6:21 to go in the first quarter. Lane under center. Kiefer's in the eye behind him. An option play on the right side, and Dillon gets it out to the 35, just across. It'd be second down Falcons from their own 35-yard line. Score tied at 6. Under 6 to go now in quarter number 1 from round 2 action. In Victor, Iowa, the Falcons looking for revenge over a team that beat them 10 days ago. The handoff to the left side. Clayton Kiefer, not much there, wrapped up at around the knees. He pushes it out for maybe 2 yards to the 37. Two carries now for Kiefer, not counting the holding penalty earlier that went for 59 yards, but two carries for 12 yards for Clayton. Trent Carpenter wide left. Clayton behind Dillon. Quick drop, and now a drop play for Lane again. He's got some yardage. Dwight comes from deep in the Falcons secondary. I think it's going to be a block in the back against the Falcons, but Lane inside the HLV 25-yard line. A warrior fell to the turf right before that flag flew. And it is waved off. So a big run by Dillon Lane. Gets the ball inside the 25 to the 24. 19-yard pickup, and that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons with 5:01 to go in the first quarter. Clock running now under 5. Kiefer's in the eye, Lane under center. No one split out wide, and option down the line, pitches it to Kiefer, cuts it up to the right side, he's got some room, sprinting to the corner, touchdown! Touchdown Falcons on the option play to the right side, Lane heading straight down the line, pitching it out to Kiefer, and that is a 24-yard scamper for Clayton Kiefer. His first touchdown of the night, hopefully first of many, and he's to the house, that's Judd's Ranch House, in Lacona. Comes with 4:42 to go in the first quarter. Student body split out to the right. Now Jameson heads that way as a tight end also. And Lane under center will throw it into the end zone. And no good. Flag down late. And the penalty flag would appear to be against HLV. The teams are still standing near the that must have been against Wayne. And so the PAT attempt, Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt, fails. And that makes the Falcon lead 12-6 with 4:42 to go in the first quarter. And second round action from Victor. And I'm going to check and see what we can find out from our spy. Over in Adair. Sending a text of our score, and hopefully we'll get one right back. We've got a Chambersville Elf Law Firm kickoff coming up. Lane puts his kickoff tee down at the 30. And the Falcons will kick this off, and Strudolph and... can't tell for sure who the other Brett Novotny, I think. It is Novotny. And Lane's kick. Ball must be a little soggy. Again, fails to get to the end zone. Fielded inside the 10, and coming this way is Novotny. Hit at the 20. Flag goes down as Dylan Lane is getting up from the turf. So hopefully that might be a block in the back against Dylan. It is, and that'll back up the Warriors. We'll see where they stop marching this one off. It looks to be right around the 10-yard line. So from their own 10, with 4:35 to go, HLV hands off up the middle and caught by a couple of Falcons, as I believe Strudolph. C.D. Kunze in on that one. And Lane, I think, stepped up to help out. Nothing doing for Strudolph. And so second and 10 from the 10, HLV. And it looks like some illegal motion there against HLV. We'll back them up five more. So from their own five now, great time for the Falcon defense to step up and stiffen up. We're under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lane leading 12-6 in round two playoff action from Victor, Iowa. And the run is up the middle. It appears to be stopped and brought down is Van Buren by Ethan Horton. And he's tackled inside the five, loss on the play. So from their own four, HLV now, with 3:20 to go, has third and long. And from the gun now, the quarterback rolling this way, but he's cut off by Tate Van Dyne and out jukes him, but Tate slowed him up enough that Ridge Downer got over there, helped him out. He's tackled inside the 10. Great defense by Tate Van Dyne holding his position. And the quarterback could get out to the corner and get the big yardage. But pickup of four on the play. Fourth and 12 from their own eight, HLV. And Stoltz standing in his own end zone. Snap is fielded, punted toward the HLV sideline and out of bounds inside the 35. Or right around the 35. And that's where they'll spot it, at the Falcon 35. Not a bad punt. Trying to avoid Carpenter. I would avoid him too if I was on the other team. I just wouldn't want to be on the other team. I like having Trent on our team. 2:24 to go in the first quarter. Wayne leading 12-6. Falcons with the ball. Double tight to the right. And the fake pitch and the handoff to Carpenter up the middle. He spins and breaks a tackle and gets some good yardage out right around the first down. Evan Sinclair and Tate Van Dyne helping block clear at the end of that play. But on the 34 now of HLV, the ball will be spotted. Nice run by Trent Carpenter. Kid can change directions and accelerate fast. 11 on the pickup. That's a Neeson Pharmacy. First down for the Falcons from HLV 34. Falcons leading 12-6 with 2 minutes to go in quarter number one. Quick handoff and nowhere to go for, I believe, Carson. Carson Kiefer gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Second and 10, minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Wayne up 12-6. Van Dyne, the center, flanked by Blake Baker on his left, Evan Sinclair on his right. And Clayton Kiefer behind Dylan Lane. C.D. Kunze goes in motion and fakes the pitch to Kiefer, gets the defense headed that direction. Lane heading up the right side, flag down on the play. Not much gain for Dylan on the play. Don't forget to go to KCCI.com. It's a hold against the Falcons. KCCI.com. And vote for Dylan for Student Athlete of the Week, Fairway Student Athlete of the Week. The hold appears to have happened at the Warrior 36. It'll back the Falcons up 10. And the ball is now at the Falcon 34. And it's a Bread Dough Pizza timeout for Coach Elliott and the Falcons. For a good timeout with your family and friends, go to Bread Dough Pizza in Corydon. I'd like to thank charter sponsor Roberta Chambers, Chambers & Ralph Law Firm, for their support in this now, their fourth season of sponsoring these broadcasts. Stop in and tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Berks County Health Center is there when you need them with a full line of services from obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education. We're here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality family-centered health care. Falcon ball, minute 8 to go in the first quarter. Wayne leading 12-6. Second and long after the penalty. Lane under center, rolling to the right, throwing long. He's got a man out there. Oh, in and out of the hands of Carpenter, incomplete. Jumped a little early and was coming down as the ball was still getting there. Incomplete, makes third and long for the Falcons at their own 34. Lane now over 2, passing. One intended for Carson and one intended for Trent. Horton comes out wide left. Carson, the only backup right behind Dylan. He's dropping back. Carson stays in, throws a nice block in the pass. Tyler Jameson must have got blocked there, slowed up at the line. He was open, but he overthrew him comfortably. And we're under a minute to go. And it'll be fourth and long for the Falcons. Lane to punt. Boots it from the 25, and it bounces, takes a sideways hop, and will be downed right there. Uh,
The spot will be at the 19-yard line. HLV 19-yard line, where Wayne will go now on defense, leading 12-6. And the run, that play to the right side, and is complete and tackled near first down yardage. And he'll be marked a little bit short at about the 28. So a yard to go and 20 seconds to do it if they're going to do it in the first quarter. They are under center with 15 to go, and they'll get the snap off. Quarterback gets his yard, and he's through the Falcons secondary. Spun out of bounds by Trent Carpenter at the 35 of the Falcons with 6 seconds to go. Line. 17-yard pickup for Kriegel, and that's a first down for HLV. And the handoff reverse coming back this way and ducking his head is Carpenter. Can't bring him down. This is hard running by Nate Van Buren inside the Falcon 20. And Blade Baker ultimately with the tackle as the quarter ends. And he is brought down at the Falcon 15. And that'll be a first down and the end of the quarter. So your first quarter score, Wayne 12, HLV 6. They'll move to the other end of the field, and we will check our text line and don't have a response yet. Now let's go, those of you who have the Thunderbolt app. We'll check that and see if we can get you a scoring update as we begin. It'll be at the Falcon 18-yard line. Excuse me, 17. Too wide to the left from the gun, and it's Kriegel running up the middle, cutting it to the right, heading for the sideline and pushed out by Dillon. Looks like he may have another Warrior first down. First quarter score, Adair Casey 21, Twin Cedars 6. Ball's on the Falcon 6-yard line. And Kriegel pitches it back. Strudolph coming this way. He's got some room, but the Falcons converge and bring him down inside the 10. Horton and Clayton Kiefer, Blade Baker in the area. And that will go down as a loss back to the 8. Where it'll be second down. .11:20 left in this first half. Wayne for the moment leading 12-6. HLV threatening. Receivers out each direction. And now Kriegel will run it to the left and brought down inside the 5 by the Falcons. Baker, Kunze, that's a planned play right there. Not a broken play. Kriegel gets to the 4, pickup of 4.
Now, once again, spreading out the field horizontally. Kriegel all by himself in the gun, looking to throw it to the end zone. Complete for a touchdown. Who'd have thunk that? HLV, not a passing team, but Kriegel. It's the touchdown with 10:27 to go in the second quarter. HLV has tied it at 12 and will attempt a PAT to take the lead. Strudoff behind Kriegel in the gun. Takes the handoff to him, will throw it toward the end zone, chased by Clayton, and Strudoff gets away with the hold. The throw is way over the end zone, incomplete. And the PAT attempt fails. So your score with 10:27 to go, Wayne 12, HLV 12, and the Falcons will get the kick here coming up just a minute. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton, 774-4242. Ready for the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kick return for the Falcons. Kiefer and Carpenter at the 10. Not much wind, but they're not expecting a deep kick at all. Looking to hopefully come up, and there they are kicking it deep, and Carpenter will field it at the 5. Up the far side of the field in front of the Falcon fans. Now gets a free, gets a little bit of room out the 20, 25, 30. Carpenter up near midfield. And the ball will be spotted across the midfield stripe. So a 36-yard kickoff return for Trent. Puts the Falcons in play at the HLV 39. Tied at 12 with 10:19 to go. Handoff to Clayton on the left side, looking for a hole. Can't find it. Still gets 4 out of it. Pushes it down to the Warrior 35. The second down Falcons from there, under 10 to go in the half now. Ridge and Carson tight to the right. The pitch is to the right. Clayton tries a stiff arm, and his jersey is grabbed from behind by number 28, Louis Kriegel. Loss on the play of about 3 for Clayton. So from the Warrior 38, now it's third down and long for the Falcons. About 9 to go for a Neeson Pharmacy first down. Nearing the 9-minute mark. Two receivers out wide left. And timeout will be called by Coach Elliott. Let's see, Miss Fred Dopita, timeout with 9:03 to go. If it pays off for the Falcons, 3rd and 9 on the Warrior 38. Great Western Bank in Corydon reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. 9:03 to go here in the second quarter, tied at 12. Neeson Pharmacy reminds you that to get personal, friendly, and reliable service, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy is on the southwest corner of the Corydon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwestern Bank, Midwest Heritage Bank offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Check them out. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Wayne back lined up under the gun. Lane takes the snap, throws it. It's intended to the keeper, flag down in the secondary. It's complete and out of bounds at the 25. Would be enough for a first down if it stands. The penalty came from behind the Warrior as defensive holding, and the Falcons will decline the penalty and take the Mason Pharmacy first down instead. Lane's first completion is to Clayton Kiefer. And it's a 23-yard pickup. Good enough for a Neeson Pharmacy first down. The timeout did pay off. From the Warrior 25, Falcons under 8 to go now. Lane, more of a pistol kind of a setup. Fakes, pump fakes, and now throws to the end zone for Carpenter. Dropped inside the 5. Trent had an easy touchdown. But the defender fell right at the 10, and Trent couldn't bring it in. Incomplete. And Watney tried to knock that one down. Second down now for the Falcons. 8:51 to go in the second quarter. From the Warrior 25-yard line, the handoff is to Keeper, and he pushes it down to about the 21, gets a little help from Sinclair and Van Dyne in front of him. So from the 22, give Clayton 3 on that play. Now the Falcons will have 3rd and 7 from the Warrior 22-yard line. Again, a pistol kind of a look. And Lane pump fakes and throws it to the left. It's complete to Carpenter. He's got the first down yardage, and that's good enough. He'll go down in at the 11. Yard pickup in the Neeson Pharmacy. First down for the Falcons. Under 8 to go in the first quarter. Lane has it at the HLV 11. We're inside the Better Equipment red zone, and the Falcons looking to take the lead. Tight formation. Clayton, the only back behind Dylan, and the pitch is his way, and he slips and falls. We'll lose a little bit there. Back to the 12. Trying to cut. There wasn't much there. He would have had to use brute force, but Clayton Kiefer slips and falls. And so now from the Warrior 12, Falcons will try it again. Second run for a loss by Kiefer tonight. 7:10 to go in the first quarter. Coonsie in the game in the slot to the right. Kiefer, the only one behind Dylan, fakes the pitch to Dylan, and now a pass to Rich Dunner into the end zone. Touchdown, Falcons. 6:58 to go. Fake the pitch, use Clayton Kiefer as a decoy, and the Dylan Lane pass to Ridge Downard is complete for a 12-yard touchdown. 6:58 to go in quarter number 2. And the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is coming. Lane with the option will try it himself and not get it. And so the Falcons unable to convert on PAT, but lead 18-12 with 6:58 to go in the first half here in Victor, Iowa. Round two playoff action between the Warriors of HLV and your Falcons of Wayne. Wayne up 18-12, 6:58 to go. Red Dough Pizza is the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after. We'll see you at Red Dough for pizza. A determined bunch of Falcons have three times now taken the lead. Twice they surrendered it. Let's see if they can toughen up and hold it the rest of the way here. We've got 6:58 to go in this half and then a couple of 12-minute quarters in the second half, and that could be all standing between the Falcons and the quarterfinal berth. But Wayne had a lead against HLV 10 nights ago and couldn't hold it on. This time, though, all we need to win. That time we were looking for a 13-point win. Bingham Construction tells you, trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger, 203-0578. They'll get the job done for you. Lane set to kick off. Chambers Ruff Law Firm kickoff. This one is going to be fielded at the four. And coming up this way, now a seam up the middle and closes quickly. Blade Baker was there, and Carson Kiefer wraps him up and brings him down. And the Warriors will start from their own 26. Sending receivers out each direction. Van Buren the only back with Kriegel in the backfield, and now HLV will call it Red Dough Pizza timeout with 6:52 to go. And for a good timeout with your family and friends, go to Red Dough Pizza in Corridus. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment on Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corridon. HLB out, ready to go. Here come the Falcons. Lining up again, the receiver out each direction, the handoff up the middle, Van Buren. Kunze grabs him by the leg, and Baker helps finish him off. Baker there as well. Gain on the play out to the, call it the 31. Long four picked up. From their own 30, this time Kriegel will run to the left side and have some room and gets out into the Falcon secondary, across midfield and across the Falcon 30 to the 29 goes Kriegel, Dalton Kriegel, chewing up some yardage against the Falcons. 21 on that one. And from the Falcon 29, HLV in the gun, hands it off, and nothing there. Downard and C.D. Kunze tackle the runner for a loss. Back to the Wayne 31, loss of two. We're 5.5 minutes now in the second quarter, left in the second quarter. HLV with just the three linemen at the ball. Everybody else is spread out one direction.